Welcome back to The Black Sheep,
a podcast by Afrojack.
If you haven't been delusional at least once in your fucking life,
maybe this podcast is not for you.
I have never been more scared in my life.
Scared for your life?
Scared for my life. Like, I really thought people were gonna come for my neck. Here's the context. So, I'm currently taking an extra class because my university has this partnership with another thingy where they provide students or whoever is enrolled in uni with these free courses on, for example, public speaking. Specifically, I'm taking public speaking and media, so it's more about how you
put yourself out there.
Yeah, exactly. Like on social media, recording yourself and all of those things. So we had episodes about recording a podcast, episodes about recording your own monologue, looking straight into the camera. And everything was fine for me until we got to the point where we had to interview people just walking around.
No.
I was genuinely like having bad dreams about at one point having to do that.
But in the middle of the street? Random
strangers? It wasn't in the middle of the street, but it was in the middle of my university. So it wasn't anymore about interacting with people from my group, from my class. So we were all on the same ship. We all knew what we were doing, why we were doing that. Mm-hmm. But for me, the fact that I had to get out there and go up to people and be like, hi, can I ask you a question? And just bother them in the middle of their work. Also because this class takes place in the afternoon. So it's like 5 to 7:30 p.m. And that's when, if people are on campus, it means
they're wanting to go home.
Yes, and it's also because they're probably fucked up. Like, if they're studying on campus until 7:30 p.m. on a Tuesday night, they're likely to be fucked up studying for an exam or working on a paper. So you don't want to bother them. Just because I've been in that situation of being to uni until 8 p.m., I don't want to be bothered. I don't want people to come up to me and ask me a dumb questions just for their projects. So what happens
is... But it wasn't a dumb question. What kind of question were they?
We didn't have a specific assignment. It was just like, get out of your comfort zone and go up to people and ask them anything that you like. It can be any type of question. As long as you ask them a question and you film them, you film your interaction, and it has to be at least 1 minute. So you go up to these people, you ask them...
My jaw's on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. You ask them if they have 1 minute that they can dedicate to you to answer a question, and if they can be filmed while doing that. So that was horrible to me. I didn't want to put anyone in that position.
Absolutely. I cannot even watch people get an interview. Like, a lot of people on TikTok do that.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't like it. Some of them is staged, of course. Because, like, it's for promotion and stuff. But do you know that guy, I think his name is Harry Daniels, the one that goes to celebrities and starts singing in front of them?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I was thinking, it made me think about this because I cannot watch his videos because it makes me uncomfortable to watch. Okay, I could never be him. I could never be him. And I can only imagine, like, you going around campus and go like, hey, can I like, because you also have to be like in your entertainment kind of self, like,
yes,
jolly and cheering and smiley and being going around, can I ask you a question, my dude, or, you know, or something like that.
Oh my god, you guys seem so friendly, can I ask you a question?
Exactly. Na-na-na. Maybe their answer is like stupid as fuck, like, oh my god, queen, yes, so smart.
Yeah, because the fact is that people often don't really, like, maybe they even say yes to you, but then their replies are yes or no, so it's like you cannot really work with them. And you still have to hype them up and be nice. And you're kind of wasting each other's time at that point. And I was really scared of that. Yeah. So what happens is that we had 10 minutes to do this activity, to find someone, record them, and then come back. It's
like the Hunger Games.
Literally. It took me... I felt like Katniss. It took me 5 minutes to, like, take my courage and find someone. So I was just walking around up and down in the building looking for someone that seemed approachable. No one did. No one seemed approachable to me. And then I see this classroom that was empty except for these two girls that had a PowerPoint up, but they were just chatting. Like, it was just the two of them talking to each other. So the door was open. I go in there, I knock on the door, and I'm like, hey guys, can I... God, I'm shaking just feeling that again. Hey guys, can I have 1 minute of your time? I'm doing a project. If you could just answer to a question, and if you don't mind being filmed while doing that, it shouldn't take more than 1 minute. And then they just stared at me.
What? They didn't answer? No, like, look at you?
These two girls just stared at me that serious. And I was like, if you're busy, I can just ask someone else. And they were like, yeah, we're quite busy right now, with the sassiest face I had ever seen. I couldn't believe it. I was like, you know, I was really stressed about someone saying no, but I didn't think that someone would actually say no. I'm like, what the fuck, you have 1 minute of your life.
Or like, no in that way, not no.
So mean, so mean. And I'm like, they were my age pretty much, if not younger. You just stare at me up and down and say, we're quite busy right now. I was gonna say, bitch, you've been standing right there chatting to your friend the whole time. You have 1 minute of your time to dedicate. But I was like, yeah,
you should have
of
said
course.
That and then leave. Like, you're a cunt. Bye.
Yeah, no, I just looked around in the room and I was like, yeah, sure, thank you. And I left. And then I found another guy outside of the building. And in our university campus, is not allowed to smoke. So this guy was just standing outside of the building, about rolling himself a cigarette. So I was like, you're my guy. You're doing something wrong. So you will do whatever I want you to do. Otherwise, I will call a guard.
Report you.
Yeah, you report it.
But in the end, like, guys are always better for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I think women are more on the nose, like, wait, no, I don't know about that. Guys are more like,
but you know, I would have expected a dynamic of, like, gender wise we're just like, you know, we're girls, we just, let's just help each other out. I wouldn't have gone up to a guy randomly, just because it's often a weirder interaction. Like, guys are just in general meaner people than girls.
Are you sure about that? Meaner
with girls? Yes, I would have expected them to be more mean. But anyways, so this is how it went. In the end, I found my guy Pedro. I asked him what food would have made him happy to know he was going to eat for dinner, and he told me about this Portuguese dish, explained to me how it worked, how you're supposed to eat it. So it was actually quite fun, and I was happy that I had done it in the end. But I think throughout the whole course, which in itself was for me getting outside of my comfort zone, because it was like doing something extra that I was genuinely interested in, doing it without anyone else that I knew. So you're just projected in this whole new group of people that you have to make kind of a connection with. And I was very lucky overall, because everyone was so nice and so fun, and we were all there for the same reason. So it was like getting outside of our comfort zone, because when then you have to talk in front of a camera as well, or feel moments of silence, and while you're recording a podcast episode, which maybe for us is something we're more used to, but I saw other people that don't do it on a weekly basis, how it's actually hard to, you know, just thinking about all of the things that you have to think about when you make a podcast episode, when you make a video, when you post something on social media. So that was really interesting. I'm so glad I did it. But having to interview someone else, having to invade someone's personal space so that I can ask you a question that genuinely no one gives a shit about, that really triggered fear in me that almost paralyzed me.
You could have lied though. You could say, I'm doing a project. For example, the guy who was smoking, you could have asked, I'm doing a project to promote, I don't know, to open up the school area for smoking. What do you think about that? Because as I can see you're smoking.
Yeah.
You could have like put it like that, or
that's very true. It was so funny, because in this type of social interactions, I get so awkward that I completely black out. So maybe I could have had a whole idea that I wanted to play out, but then as soon as we get into the moment, I just completely froze. I don't know what's happening anymore. My mouth is just talking. My ears are somehow listening, but then nothing of that is gonna stuck with me. I'm just so frightened that I wanted to end. So yeah. And so that was it.
I have to say the blackout sometimes saves me. Like when I'm very stressed about something, I usually like go blackout and go like autopilot mode. Yeah. And I just go with the flow and just spit out whatever I am used. I know that I have to say, and in the end, I don't remember anything. So.
Yeah, it's like being drunk. Being drunk. It's like you don't realize how fucked up you are, so you can do whatever and you're not gonna remember it. Yeah,
exactly. Period. So what did you take from this? What do you think was the are you a better person now? Are you changed?
I mean, I still would be frightened to going up to people and just asking them random questions. Like, it's still something that I don't like to do, but it's not the end of the world.
Exactly.
It's not the end of the world. Alive. Like, yeah, it's...
It's embarrassing, but exactly. You know, I can survive
and
that.
I think the hardest thing for me is to actually convincing myself that most people are not even going to remember the interaction that you had.
Absolutely.
And if they do, like, you really need to... I don't know. It's not that easy to be someone's joke, let's say. But I always feel like anything I do can turn out into a joke for someone else. And so I'm like... Let me just not do anything. Let me just shut the fuck up.
Classic.
So yeah, just get out there. You're not gonna die because of that in most scenarios.
Now you have to interview someone, one person per week until the end of the year.
Yeah, no. Okay, that would actually be a challenge for me.
You could very well do that.
Yeah, I think
we could very well both do it.
Yeah,
like,
and it's
go randomly once a week go into someone and ask them like a very, very dumb question.
Yeah, and it must definitely be the thing that the more you do it, the less embarrassing it becomes time by time. Just need to get used to it. But getting used to it would be very hard for me. Like, would be a painful process.
You know what? Tell me. I think I'm going to ask, like, I will choose, like, a question per week. Uh-huh. And then I'm going to randomly ask people in the street for a whole week. Like, what do you think about this? Like, real dumb question. Like, for example, chicken nuggets or french fries? Pick one. Okay. And then I will report to the guy. Okay.
I love that.
I like this. I like this girl.
It's April's resolution.
This. Absolutely. I'm going to do that. Let me start first. Then we will see if I will go on with it.
Okay. What's new on your side?
On my side, there's a lot of news. The biggest one is I am moving to Milan again. I'm very happy about it, honestly. However, the transition of, like, you know, moving has gone a little different from my previous experience. Because this time I'm moving out, but my family is a sidekick, mm-hmm. You know? It's not like the main character. They're not like directly involved because, of course, I'm older and it's time for me to get my shit together.
Period. Preach.
I did not like this at the beginning, of course. Absolutely. I had to take on all the main challenges and I panicked a couple of times, okay?
That's okay.
The most difficult thing that I had to do was having a conversation with the agency that I was talking with for my apartment, mm-hmm. my room, actually. And there were so many, like, legal problems. And my mother would be like, okay, there is this mistake. This has to be changed. Talk to them. And I'm like...
God.
Which is kind of frightening because not only I'm not a lawyer and I have very little experience with, you know, legal stuff. But in the end, she was very helpful because, like, she explained it to me. Like, this is not correct because...
Okay.
This is a scenario that could happen, and if you sign this, you could be going through this, this, and this. And like, okay, I don't want that. So she was very helpful and she explained it to me, but she did not take the challenge for me. She's like, okay, this is the knowledge. This is what you need to know. Now go with it.
Uh-huh.
And in the end, it was, I signed today and I am entering the room tomorrow. Of course, I'm always in time, in the right time, you know. I never do things beforehand. Always like on the edge. Always. On the edge. Always on the edge. I cannot. I literally cannot.
We're not happy otherwise.
No. Absolutely. I can, because, you know, in the end, if I start doing things a week before, it will take me a week. If I start doing it the day before, it take me one day. So
shut up. Is that the mindset behind procrastination?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. And I have so many people in my life that think like that.
Oh, you know, my God. I never thought about it.
You know, our friend Eva.
Yeah.
She is going, for people, let's give some context. She's been going through like a couple of months where she had assignment after assignment after assignment. And so she was like, you know what? I'm not going to start today. Because if I start today, it will take me a week to finish it. If I start in 2-3 days, it will take me 4 days just to finish it. And okay, it's kind of a mindset. If you keep in mind the fact that it's not possible, it's not a possibility for you not to finish the job or finish the challenge or finish anything. If you take out that part, and you know, I have to finish, there is no other situation, you're done with it. That's the key.
Yeah.
Because then you can start like later, okay, but in the end you have to finish.
Yeah.
So it's not that healthy, but in the end it's true. If you start a week earlier, it will take me a week. If I start 2 days before, it will take me 2 days.
Yeah. Preach.
Spilling knowledge, you know?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then I realized that I get fired up so quickly with adult stuff.
Mm.
Because as I start understanding how things actually work, I don't like it.
Okay.
Like, you know, okay, but this is a problem, you know? I'm like, this is not correct. This is not fair for both parties, especially when you're like bargaining with someone. Okay, I'll give you something and I'll pay or something like that, and you have to sign a contract. I'm like, okay, but this is not fair. Why would I do that? Okay, like for example, I discovered that there is like I would say an institution that I don't know, that's not an institution. There's like a place that gathers statistical information about the country.
Okay.
And one of I have no idea how to express this concept in English. I am the biggest bitch in statistics. I'm so sorry. One of the values that they try to evaluate is the cost of life.
Yeah.
Okay. And basically, at the end of the year, if the cost of life has increased, your rent increases accordingly to that.
Okay.
Which is fucked up, you know?
It's so mean.
It's terrible because like eventually the rate will go up. It's like it's always going up right now. So if my rent is like, it's like, I know, X, value X, and at the end of the year, this council says that the cost of life has increased by 6%, my rent is going to increase by 6%.
Yeah.
Why?
Mm.
You know, and it's not like, and it makes me so angry, and they had to like, let me chill before I had to deal with these people, because you know me.
Yeah.
I am someone that gets fired up quickly.
Yeah.
And I tend not to look back after I, you know, like for example, another thing, taxes is giving me anxiety.
The
concept of taxes could single-handedly keep me up at night for a good week.
It's absurd to me that we've never been taught anything about that.
Yeah. That's so fucked up. That is so fucked up. I've said this so many times. Why are we not learning that in school?
No, it's absurd. Absurd.
Like, specifically the both of us, have been studying Latin and Greek and not the tax system.
Yeah, no, it's absurd also because it's, you know, with subjects, they tell you just learn a bit of everything because you never know what will be useful in life. So you have to know all about history, because maybe, and then you can decide in your life what your pattern will be, if you will go more deep into history or if you want to study chemistry. But taxes is the one thing that every single person on planet Earth will have to take care of, because if everything goes well, we will all have jobs, we will all have a house, we will all have gas and light and whatever. And exactly. We have to take care of that. Like, that is not just something that you're given. And until you're maybe, I don't know, 10 years old, you feel like that's how it is. Like, it's given and then someone takes care of it. And how is it not possible that we don't learn about it, given the fact that all of us 100%. Will have to deal with it?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And also another thing that they used to have is that a lot of people are, at least in Italy, are ignorant about the political system. Like, when our parents were in university, all faculties, all kind of courses, they had a mandatory public law course. Like, even like if you studied medicine, you had to take a public law course, because you have to know how the state works. I think it's crucial that we do that, because in the end, I don't know if you saw the recent video of people protesting for Palestine, and was like this old lady, I think it was a protest for Palestine, I'm not sure. No, when people got hit by the police recently in Tuscany, you know, and they were having like a protest against that, and there was an old lady talking to the guards, and she said, what the president say about this? And the guard says, I'm sorry, he's not my president, I did not vote for him. And like, you do not vote for the president of the Republic of Italy. You do not directly vote that, and that's a member of the public forces. You know, that's, you cannot let that kind of ignorance spread so much in that a country like, you know, especially in a country like Italy. You know, I think it's very important that we, like, taxes, yes, but also like the basic of the structure of the system you're living in. You cannot not know that. Period. We just solved all the problems of the state. Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. So this is it. These are my news.
So what did you learn from this experience?
I hate it. I wanna regress. I wanna be like Benjamin Button and regress to my embryo state and disappear.
I definitely
support. This is the end. Yes. I don't wanna go further.
Benjamin Button is the way that life should be. So it's the opposite. It shouldn't be that we are born and then in this warm environment, and then we're dragged into the real world, and then life gets harder and harder, and then you will highly die alone. And then on the other side, if we are born alone and, let's say, old, and then we grow, but then we work right away, we get that money so that we have all of the money to enjoy the childhood, which then becomes...
Like, how could you have a job if you, like, you start your existence as an old person and without education?
I mean, if you work until you're 72, then you can work as you start at 72, and then you just get younger and younger. It just gets better instead of getting worse.
No, yeah, I get that. Okay.
You get me. Sense.
Yeah.
And then,
and also, you know, because like, I think you start without energy.
Yeah.
And as you move on, like, your energy actually gets bigger and bigger.
Exactly. And then, you know, you get old, but like, you become younger and younger and smaller and smaller. And then when you die, you get back into this warm environment and you just leave Earth. That is so much more peaceful than the way that life actually is.
And also, imagine your last 20 years of your life being your, like, teenage years. Like, I'm living the last years of my life, like, in Ibiza with my girls.
Exactly. You know? Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the very last years of your life, you're playing football with some kids.
Yeah.
That's how it should be. We did it all wrong. We did it all wrong. Anyway.
Once again, we solved any problem for humanity in this podcast.
Just thank give you it so to much us.
For listening.
Bring it
give
in.
It to us. We have the answers.
Bring
we have
it
all
in.
The answers.
Well, that was it for our Shipping Wolves clothing of the month. Thank you so much for staying with us, and thank long live you. The ship.
And until next week.
Bye.